This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Constitution Weekend on the Robert Scott Bell Show, second hour. Yay, hooray. Expect to have Michael Badnarik in studio soon, but in the meantime, we've got some Zika to discuss, Super Don. I tell you what, they're not listening.
It just never goes away.
Pay attention to the host of the show and stop it, Zika. Right, here we go. The attempts to what? I don't know, find a vaccine we're going to get to. But the newest statement, this is on WebMD of all places. Let's go to WebMD on this. We are not getting enough real-time microcephaly, right? That is, we're not seeing it in utero, coming out with the small heads. That's what they usually say. Oh, look, the Zika virus hit. Now they're born with a small head. This is a serious problem. Not enough, because it is like I've said, if it's 1 out of 9 cases of microcephaly that have any reference to the Zika, then 8 out of 9 have no Zika present and they have microcephaly. Could it be something else as a cause? Never mind that. Don't pay attention to that. Well, never one to give up, the medical establishment, the allopathic monopoly, the dunderheads of the doctoring profession have found a new way to scare you about Zika. It's late onset microcephaly. That's right. If your head didn't shrink in utero, we'll get you after you come out. Not kidding. CDC researchers, it's a startling discovery, Super Doc.
Yes.
The devastating birth defect caused by the Zika virus, yet not proven to be caused by the Zika virus. In fact, the opposite is true.
All right.
Now we talk about late in mom's pregnancy, not apparent until months after they're born. How does this become apparent months later? You're talking about, have you seen pictures of real microcephaly?
Yeah, well, this is different, though. What they're saying here is that the baby is born, and the skull then shrinks up to like 6 months after the baby's born. So it's born, everything looks fine, and then sometime, you know, within 6 months after the baby's born, the head will shrink.
Delayed head shrinking.
Delayed onset, Mike, yes. This is for real. I don't mean to laugh, because
no.
I mean, it's happened. I mean, that's tragic, but...
No, your head's big and then it goes small. No. No. The thing is, it develops and it's small. You don't shrink heads. That's what they're describing here, the dubbed late-onset microcephaly. They have normal-sized heads at birth, but their damaged brains have stopped growing. By about 6 months of age, they had developed microcephaly because their head size hasn't kept up with normal growth. Now, question, what could do that? Well, considering that, again, we come back to the 1 out of 9 with Zika evidence, what about 8 out of 9? What about them? Could there be any interplay? If they're claiming that the brains are damaged, they're shrinking at that point, or they're not growing any further, what could cause the brain damage if it's not the Zika virus, which we've shown you is a negative correlation? What other things from an epigenetic perspective, from an environmental exposure perspective? I mean, they are really doing viral gymnastics and yoga here to try and make you, well, okay, they're born normal, but then after they're born.
they are doing everything they can to try and make people just absolutely terrified about Zika and create a scenario where it's completely undetectable and you just don't know. I mean, you might get pregnant, have a baby, and just, you know, wake up the next morning 6 months later and suddenly the kid has microcephaly.
Here's what's happening, Super Don, right? They have to desperately frighten all of us into accepting a vaccination campaign. And when you see that 8 out of 9 of the so-called microcephaly cases have no evidence of any Zika related to it, and they're born, well, and let's step beyond that. The thousands that may be exposed to Zika and have normal-sized heads upon birth, how are they going to get them to acquiesce to another vaccine as more and more suspicion is being raised about the damage caused by vaccines into the autism spectrum and other damage? Well, here's the claim. Watch the playbook. Well, your kid might look normal right now, but it could be in 6 months that that head begins to shrink because you didn't get the what? The Zika vaccine.
That's right.
Do you see how they're playing this? This is a playbook designed with the toxin known as fear. Vitamin F? No, the toxin F.
Yes. Wow. Well, and not to be outdone here, the politics of Zika continue to jump the shark, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's right. Jumping the shark is the way to describe this. I agree.
Where I mean, have you seen this? I saw this morning when I got into the news. And the government is doing its best to try and pin this source of fear and this source of tragedy that everybody's going to go through here on the Republicans. Because the Republicans refused to approve the $1.9 billion that Obama asked for Zika vaccine research.
Right. It wasn't good enough. They already approved the Republicans $1.1 billion, but the Democrats said no because we didn't get to participate. It's like, come on, really? This is why we have to have a Constitution class, Super Don, because we are so constitutionally deficient that they're arguing, you know, how many Federal Reserve notes can you fit on the head of a pin if Democrats and Republicans get to touch the pin. And I'm thinking that, you know, there's never going to be enough money. So what have they done? They're like, well, we can't wait. We've got to have the vaccine, right? Do you really need the vaccine? No, but did you hear? Even the kids that are born normal are going to have head shrinking happening after they're born because of Zika. So we can't stop. We can't wait. So they claim that they're the federal health officials. We've been forced to do this. We didn't want to, but we have taken $81 million in funds from various government programs. Okay. All right, so you want to transpose funds that are already there. Let's say that's probably better than let's raise some more money or print some more money or borrow some more money, right?
That's what any responsible person, you know, like you or me, if we had to pay some extra bills somewhere, we would take money from somewhere else in order to pay our bills, right?
Yeah, so let's find out where these federal officials have been forced to take that $81 million from, because we know, Lord knows, there's no waste in government. So let's go to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Administration for Children and Families.
Oh, so we've been forced to take this money from old people and children.
Of course.
Oh, you Republicans.
Exactly.
What you made us do, right?
Exactly. That's where this is going. That's where this is going. So if we look at this in, I don't know, some semblance of if we apply logic and go, really, that's where they went? Of course, because of the impact that the public relations campaigns of CNN and others attacking Republicans over this issue will go. It's like, look, they're taking money from children and old people because the Republicans wouldn't approve $1.9
billion. Oh.
In the meantime, $1.1 billion wasn't enough. Of course, it's $1.1 billion too much, in my opinion. So where are they going to go? Where could they go? $34 million taken and transferred within the NIH, corrupt institution with conflicts of interest from the pharmaceutical industry. $47 million going to be given to BARDA, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. Sounds pretty frightening to me. And it's going to come exclusively from other NIH accounts as well. So they're saying, well, listen, if we don't, we're going to have a whole country full of small-headed babies. And if they're not born that way, they're going to revert that way. Even Anthony Fauci, who admitted it wasn't really the cause, is in on it because there's money to be had. If not the $1.9 billion, there's money to be had. So let's look at this from a different perspective, shall we? Let's see if there's any other places that it's possible that we could get money from. Not that we feel like there's money that's needed, but there are, pork barrel spending, they still call it, pork barrel, right?
Yeah. Even though they've said that they tried to, Congress said they did, they put a moratorium on pork barrel spending and earmarks.
Yeah.
But they haven't.
No, it's up, what is this, up 17% from last year? They said $4.2 billion in pet projects, including for fish passage and embryo adoption awareness, abstinence education. Other pet projects snuck through that they couldn't borrow the money from or take the money from. Include $10 million for an energy program that completed its mission in when? 1981. But we can't. Oh. Yeah, Back to the Future. We couldn't time travel back and get it because we got to keep paying on it. $25 million for Pentagon STEM program for kids and $164 million for the Fund for the Improvement of Education, which President Obama did not even request in 11 and 12. There's even more. We got a few minutes, Super Don. Did you find any other places they might could
you get? Know? Yes, I mean let's look at this here. We could take this money from old people and children, or maybe we could take it away from some of these other projects that weren't listed in that other article. Like, let's see, here was $780,000 that the National Institute of Drug Abuse used to study if college students can get addicted to pizza. Hold on. It gets better. How about $17,000 for college students to wear fat suits for weight sensitivity training?
Oh, come on. You couldn't take a dollar from that?
I'm not kidding. Here's a good one. There was $1.2 million that was given to the National Science Foundation in form of a grant to create a life-size Pac-Man game on a basketball court.
Well, no, we couldn't get money for that. That's too darn important.
How about this? Okay. How about this? $899,000 spent studying the social interactions of guppies. And then NASA. Now, look, I like NASA. Okay. But how about this? Uh-huh. $1.2 million testing microgravity on sheep.
what was it about the sheep in space? I don't remember that program happening. Unless the men up there are getting lonely.
All of these things, no, can't touch that, but let's take it from old people and children.
All right, folks, this is why 99% of what the government does today is unconstitutional. Does it matter to you? Oh, no, you're just going to blindly vote for the lesser of two evils or the evil of two lessers or who knows what you're going to do. They have no credibility. Had they lost it for you yet? Here's a great example. And we'll continue to pound on this story as it continues to bleed the Republic for these United States dry until there will be nothing to vote for because the voting booths will close for lack of funds because it's all been stolen to give to Zika vaccine. All right, folks, we got a question of the day coming in on nasal sprays, sinus issues, and I'm an expert on that if I can say so myself. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm beside myself with exhaustion and fatigue over the issue of people still participating in something they call a federal government that has legitimacy. I don't see it. I no longer see it. I haven't seen it for a long time, but now after that story on the Zika garbage and the funding stealing, oh my gosh, Super Don. Can we just start our own country somewhere?
Plenty of show topics here, thanks to the federal government.
Right. All right, Michael Badnark's coming to town. We'll see if we can get him in studio in a little bit. And in the meantime, maybe we should go to our loyal and lovable and humble, maybe humble or not so humble listeners, but I think they are, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Time for one of those questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Today's question of the day comes from Zizi. Or
Zizi.
Or Zeze. Zeze Chop. All right. Zeze. I've been on Afrin for over 10 years, with the exception of about 6 months, when I did a detox and went completely raw. Hold on, before I go to the rest of this, Afrin, I was on Afrin nasal spray as a kid through my years, and it's like, we could only use that for 3 days in a row, or they warned you, your nose would open up like a garden hose and congest and never stop.
People get addicted to that stuff.
Totally. It was like the times I used it in my congested early years, I was like, what is that? Now, I couldn't smell or taste, but I could breathe through my sinus cavity. I was like, that's the weirdest sensation. And so it was a weak point for me. So I don't know how somebody could be on Afrin for 10 years without having that reverse, unless they lied to us about it and said, no, you can use it really, but we just don't want you to. So this person, ZZ, went on, did a detox, went completely raw, and did well. Okay, that's a hint, that's a clue. I totally stopped cold turkey, and in about a week and a half, I was able to breathe out my nose. The thing was, I didn't sleep at all, but toughed it out. With that being said, I'm now an over-the-road truck driver and need to be able to get rest in order to function properly and be safe while driving. So my question is, what can I do or take while detoxing to keep my nasal passages clear in order to breathe without the Afrin when it's time for me to rest? Thanks in advance, ZZ. Dude, that's pretty wild. I think, you know, the clue, we go back to the diet. If you went on a raw, real food kind of diet and it cleared up your sinuses that quickly, I know you're a truck driver going to long haul stuff, but is there a way you can prep food for your trips or have someone that can help you prep food? Because food means everything. It clearly means that what you are eating is congesting you. But if you're talking about the congestion that is happening because or the result of a detox program or protocol, that's a little different. You're right. It is kind of throwing it out through the sinus cavity because that's the angle, that's the weak point, or that's the passage of excretion that your body is used to. So opening the liver pathways, the kidneys as well, you know, drinking dandelion tea throughout. I know you can't drink too much because you have to stop frequently, but dehydration is another big issue. The body will have to compensate somehow if it's not going to send it out through the liver and kidneys. I'm just looking at these things. Now, I will tell you from the sinus cavity perspective, Cali Bichromicum is a great, great homeopathic remedy for chronic sinus issues. KALIBICHROMICUM. Cali Bichromicum. There's also Sticta Pulmonaria. Sticta is S as in Sam, TICTA. Sticta is a great sinus remedy. And these are two that you should go to when Allium Sepa doesn't work for you. Allium Sepa is the red onion in homeopathic form that often works, but lately, over the last, I don't know, few generations, it hasn't been as successful because we're dealing with chronic sinus inflammation and congestion. So look to use sinus remedies. You can get a complex formula from King Bio. That's what I would do. And in terms of sleeping, one of the most amazing things is a mechanical switch, and it's called a Breathe Right nasal strip. I don't know if you've seen these, Super Don.
Oh, yeah. Those were really popular years ago. All the NFL players,
right,
and NBA players are using them.
Yeah, and you can utilize that. There are no-name brands that work just as well now because they went out of patent, so you can get them from anywhere. And that's a really good thing to do as well. I utilize the silver hydrosol as it inhaled through the vertical spray, or I can nebulize it in through the entire sinus cavity to reduce the intensity of these issues. Some people will do the cleanses with the neti pots, but don't mix the silver with salt. If you're going to do saline, do it at a separate time from the silver so they can each do their best in working for you. And, of course, again, the homeopathics are very, very important, and keeping those liver and kidney pathways of excretion wide, wide open. And that includes occasional colon hydrotherapy cleansing. I don't know, in between road trips, ZZ, perhaps that's something, if you haven't tried, that can greatly increase the airflow because the congestion is greatly reduced by opening it up. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Hopefully get Michael Bednarik here in studio to wrap up the show today. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, CARNIVORA.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's back and he's bad to the bone and he's in studio here for his constitution class. He's ready to kick some constitutional aspirin. He's got his boots on. Michael Badnarik.
Thank you for being here. I'm just thrilled to be in Florida.
Yeah.
Looking forward to a really good class this weekend.
Yeah, well, we're going back in time. I want you to think about this because obviously going back to the origins of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, we're going to be going into a hotel and presenting that has been opened and operating since 1883. You think about that time frame of what was going on. That was what, post Civil War at that point?
Yes, antebellum time.
Right? Or do you call it the War of Northern Aggression? What is the context?
The War for Southern Independence.
War for Southern Independence, right? People get really crazy about the way we describe that war. But basically, you had a group of folks and states that said, you know what, this thing's not working for us anymore. We're pulling out. Based on the Declaration of Independence, which I think that was the starting point to say when the government is, not doing the thing we set up for, we can alter or abolish it, or we can just leave.
It didn't actually say that you can leave, but that is certainly the understanding that people have. If you live in a free country, you know, you should be also free to leave.
Right.
And many people believe the Civil War was all about slavery, and that may have been an issue later in the war. But the original reason for the separation is that the Congress was taxing agriculture, specifically cotton, and all
the
southern states.
Targeting
the
agricultural south, whereas you had the northern manufacturing, they weren't being hit the same way.
No. The agricultural south was paying all these taxes to ship out the cotton, and the money that was collected was being spent on the industrial north. And so the southern states were upset because you're taking our money and you're spending it up there, and we're not getting the benefit of all of our hard work.
Right.
So that was the original reason for the separation.
Well, once again, we go back in history to the concept of taxation without representation. Well, you had representation, but the taxation is taking from you and giving to somebody else. And they were very closely connected. Like right now, people are so disconnected from that concept that if there's a disconnect in terms of if Texas is collecting more revenue, sending to the feds and getting only a fraction of it back, people aren't so aware, right?
There's
like
this
collectivist system set up where the states don't realize they're superior to the federal government anymore.
Well, one of the most famous tax-resistant actions was 1773, the Boston Tea Party, when we threw, I think it was 349 cases of tea into the harbor.
That's like one day at Whole Foods.
Right. And the thing is that they were not throwing the tea into the harbor because the tax was too high. The tax was only about 2%. I don't know when the last time I saw a 2% tax, but they threw the tea into the harbor because there was any tax at all. John Hancock was a smuggler. He would bring tea in. It wasn't being taxed, but it was more expensive than the king's tea. And so, you know, they weren't throwing the tea in the harbor because it was too much money.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of the principle that the king was taxing
mm-hmm.
just because he could.
Just because he could. We didn't have a representative to vote on it and things like that. Now, we're at a crossroads. I've said this. The only good thing that could come of a Hillary Clinton administration is that Texas would definitely secede. I was trying to find one positive thing that could happen if Hillary was president.
Well, I'm trying to get Texas to secede whether Hillary gets into the White House or not.
Right? Well, yeah, even if Trump's there, like I said, we could say that he might tap the brakes on some things. As we've said, you know, there's big government and big government light. I don't know what's going to happen, but certainly there's a point in time here. And this is why I wanted you to teach your class again, which has been the most dynamic way to learn about the Constitution, folks. If you're hearing this Friday evening, get on the plane, get on the car, whatever, make it to the Central Florida area at the Lakeside Inn and learn. Because the Constitution is not just a GD piece of paper that George Bush was
right.
supposedly had said. It is a guideline, if you will, to how to operate within the confines of this so-called nation.
You can't build the Golden Gate Bridge or the Hoover Dam without a lot of planning. There's a lot of construction project drawings that have to happen first. Well, if thought goes into building a physical structure, it also goes into building liberty or building tyranny. You know, Adolf Hitler had a plan, and that didn't work out too well for some people. The Founding Fathers wrote these ideals down on paper. So it may be just a piece of paper, but it contains really important principles. And if you haven't read the Constitution and you don't understand those principles and you're not willing to stand up and defend them, then you're not going to have liberty. And you're not going to know why.
Well, and the context, that's the thing. The I was taught about these things. We had civics in public school when I was going up government school. And there was no context. It was about this happened, this date, remember it and tell us on the test. I was like, this is not exciting. This fact, I don't like history. Now, after the fact, when I started digging deep because of my health problems, I learned about medicine that was mainstay in America that had been erased from the history book. Suddenly, I wanted to know about history. If they erased that entire thing about homeopathy, what else have they erased? What else have they lied to me about? And so it got me digging deep, and as I was finding out about the founding fathers, the Declaration, the Constitution, all these things, I was like, holy crap, I don't think anybody knows this anymore.
And if you read the history chronologically, it makes more sense. And I give a presentation on the founding fathers as if I knew them personally, and I'm talking about them like we had been at a party together last week. And they were real human people with real human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that many people don't know is that when Thomas Jefferson's wife passed away, he felt really terrible about it. He felt like she died partially because he wasn't there at home taking care of her. And they ended up sending Thomas Jefferson to France to be our ambassador in France. Well, he managed to fall in love with Maria Cosworth, who unfortunately was a Mrs. Cosworth.
Oops.
And so I don't think that anything actually happened other than the fact they were, you know, like holding hands and walking together. But she was a younger woman. Thomas Jefferson is trying to show off for his girlfriend, and he tried to jump over a hedge. His feet got caught in the hedge, and he fell and broke his arm. He broke the arm that wrote the Declaration of Independence trying to impress a girl. Now, if that doesn't make him human,
right?
I mean, that any of us with a Y chromosome, we can understand that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing that's bringing history to life. And kids especially, you millennials as well, you've never been taught, and I'm going to say this for my generation, Generation X, we've never been taught the Constitution this way. And if you can't make it to this one, Michael's going to be doing some around the country. It is well worth the time, effort, energy, and money, whatever it takes to get there and participate and learn. Because if this country were to break apart, and I don't know how to discuss it, except that we've got to be able to discuss it, right? Debt alone could cause the states and the people to go, screw it, we're not party to this debt, it can't be repaid, we're out of here. Just that the economic law could rule and say, you know what, you're not moving forward. So what happens then, right? So we got to know these principles.
We do have to know these principles. And in the class, one of the things I suggest is, and everybody's upset with government, so why don't we just eliminate government? We'll just have anarchy. And everybody gets all upset. You can't have anarchy. Oh, my gosh. I said, well, most of the countries in the world are either socialist or communist. They all can't be wrong, can they? So we should, you know, create a communist country here? And people go, no. They know they don't want communism, but they don't know why they don't want communism. So when we study Frederick Bastiat's The Law and we understand the principles, what is it that your government is supposed to do? And you discover pretty quickly that the purpose of government is to help you defend your life, your liberty, your private property. And anything the government is doing outside of that is illegitimate.
Well, and there's not much that it's doing that is legitimate anymore. I mean, I've talked about earlier today with Superdon the Zika scare. It's a scam, complete scam. And they're like, well, we want $1.9 billion to do, you know, Obama says. The Republicans said, no, how about $1.1 billion? And then the Democrats said, no, that's not enough. And they said, no. I'm like, really? And so now they're saying, well, we're going to take money from Medicare and Medicaid so that kids and old people that need it can't have it. And that'll be our ruse to say, hey, look, you guys are evil. Give us some more money. For what? For something that's not even doing what they're claiming. If you believe the government is telling the truth about Zika, are they still selling the Brooklyn Bridge?
I think so.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing.
It's and like, also, oceanfront property in Arizona is going real cheap.
Yeah, true. So get out there and get some salty swims in while you can. All right, we got lots of things coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Bednarik's here in studio because we've got the Constitution class coming up. I think that as far as upcoming, anytime you have an event, you let me know. Obviously, want to let the
absolutely
world know. We're all over the place, so sometimes it's hard to focus on one place, but maybe, you know, our listeners are a little bit everywhere. What about the 10th Amendment? That seems to be a remedy that's gaining steam again. The nullification of federal prohibitions on a plant that God created, cannabis, for instance. seems that there's some level of efficacy with the 10th Amendment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if people would actually read it and understand it, we the people invented state governments. The state governments got together and invented the federal government. Federal government's on the bottom of this power pyramid. And the 10th Amendment explicitly says that the power not delegated to the federal government is reserved to the states or to the people. And so it establishes this hierarchy. We the people have rights. We give state governments certain privileges. And then the state governments gave the federal government some of their privileges. Mm-hmm. And so when the, you know, government agent walks in and goes, hey, you know, I'm in charge. It's like, no, you're not.
But we have a lot of work to do. And I don't know if it's about education, because we certainly have to unindoctrinate. So it's almost deprogramming the cult of government.
That's the hardest part.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah. People, once I can deprogram and get them to stop believing the malarkey that they've been taught in indoctrination centers, then all of a sudden their brain opens up and they're willing and able to learn all the correct stuff.
I think that's the hardest part of your job when you're doing your Constitution class, honestly. Get them past that, because then suddenly it's like the lights come through, heavens open up. It's like, oh my God, you watch their face. You've seen their faces change for many years. So folks, come and join us, and you're going to have your face change. It'll look younger, brighter, more alive. And you'll go, oh my, what did I miss? All right, Michael's here. We're going to wrap up the show after this. Again, thanks so much to Captain Morgan, Super Don. Thank you to our Detoxa Friday co-host, Dr. Daryl Wolf, as well. More powerful healing of a constitutional variety when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can find out more about Michael at constitutionpreservation.org. If you want to, do you still sell out email stuff? Very little now, right?
Yeah.
Not so much, but we're trying to get you active on social networks because our millennial, Captain Morgan, says you need to get out there again. Even though you think it doesn't do anything, people are responding. And some folks have found out about it through through the social networks. We got the Constitution class at the Lakeside Inn, and if you'd like to be part of it, last second, we'll let you in. But you go, there's an Eventbrite page, and it's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And what's unique about this event is day two, for those of you who want, I call it Second Amendment Marksmanship Training.
Constitution enforcement.
Because, as you've said, if the First Amendment fails, the Second Amendment is still there.
Right.
But
absolutely.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know if you want me to go into too much detail, but
well, they railed on Donald Trump recently for saying something like that, right?
Absolutely. You know, in times of tyranny, telling the truth is a criminal offense, and that's one of the reasons they don't like Donald. But what we're going to do on Sunday is all of our students are going to go out to the gun range with our buddy Ian. Ian is a British Special Forces
operative, yeah,
operative. And I'm sure he's going to be able to teach me a few things as well. And we're going to teach people basic pistol safety and improving your accuracy. You and I went out in Austin, and
was that after the 10th Amendment Center event?
It was, yes.
We had the nullification event with Michael Bolden, and they love you. They all say hi. They wish they could be here with us.
Okay. Well, we took a group of about six people out, and within what, about an hour, I had reduced your pattern in the target.
The scatter shot where I'm missing the broadside of a barn down into something more reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of practice and we'll have it down.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I had my 357 at that one or if I was shooting something else.
I think it was the 357.
It was, because we were shooting with that and you are a 45 kind of guy.
Yeah, there are two kinds of guns, 45s and everything else.
Right. 44s don't count?
Everything else.
Everything else. Okay, yeah. Just wanted to be sure if you're consistent. And he is, Michael Bednarik. I'm very excited to see some of our good buddies that are going to be joining us tomorrow, for those of you listening live tonight. Coast Guard Corey's coming in, as well as Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, our good friend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Can't wait to see her again.
Yeah, she's responsible for at least three of your lives, right?
As yes.
As getting you back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we are invested in health freedom, healing liberty, and that means everything, including political freedom, talking about these things. And I still am of the perspective that, what if they threw an election and no one showed up? Would it finally show the illegitimacy of the federal government and all that they're doing? We're not even going to bother this time, right?
Well,
it's rough,
if you write something down on paper, you got to have somebody smart enough to read it. Mm-hmm. And if nobody showed up for the election, who would notice? I mean, I'm starting to be really worried about the American public.
Well, you're a computer guy, too. They've proven that they can pre-program these voting machines. So it doesn't matter if you don't show. Oh, look, 300 million people voted. Wait, I don't know anybody that went to the polls.
Diebold, we make machines that vote so you don't have to.
Exactly. So that's what could be happening. Again, why do you want to learn about the Constitution, these principles? Because moving forward, we see perhaps inevitably a collapse, not that we're predicting or we want it, but you abandon principle. You abandon the Constitution. Just like I've said, if you abandon your physical body's Constitution, you do so at your own peril. It will not last forever. Just because America is awesome and the basics are great, it doesn't mean it's going to last if you don't care for it. And, of course, a lot of folks have forgotten the origin points and they're not defending it.
Horrified. I was watching some videos on YouTube. People didn't know how many stars were on the American flag. They were signing a petition to get Karl Marx as Hillary's vice presidential candidate. And it's like, really? How can these people be so out of touch?
Mm-hmm. Last time I checked, the Communist Manifesto had a number of planks. The question I had, and you did this in your class, you might mention it tomorrow, how many of those planks are in full action here in the United States at this
All
point?
All 10.
All 10.
We live in a communist country, whether you believe
it
or not.
It's shocking, folks, but again, this is why you want to also read Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, his other book, Secrets to Sovereignty. We're about out of time, but we're going to get going, and we're going to do the gun range. We're going to do a Constitution class.
And yeehaw!
Michael Bednarik is back to kick some constitutional aspirin. Thank you, my friends, for being here. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be great. I'm excited. Hope you are, too. And look, we may do some short snippet live videos from it, but the whole thing is not streaming. But occasionally, be on the lookout on Facebook Live and Periscope over the weekend, and we'll give you some tips as to what we're doing. Have fun, y'all. This is the weekend. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.